I thought, first off, we beat a very good team today, a team that's only going to get better. I mentioned it earlier in the week. You know, you talk about a lot of the really high-quality coaches in the country and or even in the league like the SEC, and sometimes, you know, no one mentions Kevin. He does a great job. That's as well-coached team as we'll face all year long. They got dynamic guards, and the big guys are really good, and they're only going to get better. So you can tell he enjoys coaching that team, and we were fortunate to play well enough in the second half to get a big win for this team. We had to get a little better defensively and a little more efficient on offense in the second half, and I thought we did that. So we got a lot of good basketball from a lot of different guys, which is what we need. And we need to make sure that our core, our defense, which we held them to 39% in the second half, 0-for-7 from the three, and our rebounding is what always is there, every single possession, every single game. And the offense will come, you know, and when we get into a good offensive flow, then we become a much different and even better team. So that's our challenge, but I thought in the second half we did a great job of that.
Seems like Travis did a nice job of attacking his own, just kind of keeping some positive momentum on that too.
Yeah, Travis had maybe his best all-around game since he's been back, because he was good defensively as well. You know, we worked hard. We got to get back to the practice court, so we worked hard on our zone offense in terms of the guards not just standing around, you know, attacking gaps and creating shots for each other, hitting the bigs on those drives, which I thought all of our guards did a good job of. And just, you know, when it's time to shoot it, rise up and shoot it with confidence. And I thought we did that. And so I thought even our misses in the second half led to offensive rebounds because the offensive flow prior to the shot was much better. You know, it's hard because, you know, there's times where you take a shot early in the possession, you can get that same one later. Okay? And it's a fine line because you don't want to tell the guy, hey, don't shoot that shot. But we got to get to a point where we understand that shot, that same shot that we take two or three passes later, the defense is a little more broken down, so you have a better chance of offensive rebound. And so that's, you know, again, we're young in some spots, and some other spots where we have some veterans, those guys are now in a different position in terms of what they're required to do and what they're required to bring. And so you're still on the job learning, but I thought our toughness and our grit in the second half was good to see.
Chris got some key baskets in the comeback, and you also did a good job keeping Riley's space when he had a guard.
You know, and Chris, a lot of those were on hard drives to the basket and active defensive pressure, you know, which usually, those words usually don't go after Chris Bolden's name, you know. But we're challenging him to do more of that, and he's done a good job of it. He really has done a good job. I'm proud of him because, you know, we need him to continue to play well. He gave us 22 minutes, gave us three defensive rebounds, a couple big ones. You know, and I think, you know, he played well for us. And he's going to knock down some of those shots that he gets as well. And then again, we just take another step as a team. But I was pleased with his energy level and his concentration on the defensive end today.
What did you do defensively? Vanderbilt only had a couple of good three-point looks in the second half. They were kind of chucking a few at the end, but really took away their three-point shooting in the second half.
You have to do it. The thing is with them, you have to be so disciplined defensively. Now, in the second half, every time, this is when you know you're playing a good team, every time we made a mistake, they scored. Someone's got a phone call. Every single time we made a mistake, they scored, they capitalized. That's when you know you're good. You know, we're up, I don't know, I think it was four, they ran the Carolina action, and, you know, they score on it, get an and-one. You know, so defensively, our ball pressure in the second half was better, and our activity off the ball was better. See, if you're active off the ball, that puts you in a position to be there on the catch when your man catches it, and that's, we did a better job of that.
Sampson and Mitchell ran the court well on the break. It seemed they were in position to, you know, get those passes that Travis was throwing.
Yeah, and they both those guys, you know, those our three posts in the second half were tremendous. They were tremendous. And Robert Sampson made the hustle play of the year so far, following up that basket. You know, we need those guys. You know, you look at the stats, 7 offensive rebounds for Chuck Mitchell, that's like off the chart. You know, now we got to give him 7 on the defensive end. 6 for DeMarco, 2 for Robert Sampson. You got 15 offensive rebounds with your 3 post players. That's pretty good. The one thing I always say is if you're offensive rebounding like we are with 20, that means you're playing hard. And that's a pretty good place to start from. We got to tighten stuff up. We got to keep getting more, a better execution, and be a little more disciplined on defense in terms of some coverages and some communication. But right now, you know, sometimes you don't shoot the ball well. You can't question our energy level and our effort.
Brian, you've talked recently about how concerned you were regarding the team's turnovers. You had 7. That's not bad at all. I think you played 10 guys, and 7 of them didn't have a turnover.
7, that's like a minor miracle.
Yeah.
We just take that and go.
And you'll probably live with Charles having 3 turnovers when he took
the
ball.
Yeah, I was mad
that
at that one. That one, I got mad
when
at.
When he turned and drove the lane on the whole
thing. Yeah, because we had talked about that was going to be open, and he went a little too fast. But, I take 3 turnovers from Charles with the energy he played with today. You know what I mean? They were aggressive, other than maybe the one at the end of the first half. But, you know, we have our big guys, they have the ball in their hands a little more than other guys, big guys, you know what I mean? So they're going to have some turnovers, but 2-1, if we do that and we do the stuff on the glass, we're going to be in a pretty good position.
Are you seeing Travis develop, getting more of his quickness back and explosion?
Yeah, practice, we even if he was able to go full practice, what day is today, Saturday. So he went full yesterday, off Thursday, full on Wednesday, Tuesday was light. You know, we still have to monitor that. But the one thing is, you know, every day, him, Corey, and Josh are going against each other. So they're going against some pretty good guards, some guys that can pressure the ball, some guys that can put the ball on the floor and make plays. So I think all those guys are improving because of it.
You said earlier that this was probably his best all-around game. I would argue the second half was way better even than the first. I think he had 5 of his 8 points, 5 of his 6 assists. He had a steal. He led 2 breaks. And the stop-and-pop jumper right in the middle of the zone.
That's a big-time shot.
You guys haven't attacked the zone like that very well this year. That was pretty big.
Yeah, that was a big-time shot right there because there was an explosiveness to it. There was a... I'm getting this shot and this is going in. And you sit out a year and you go through that. Sometimes that takes a while, you know, and so that was good to see. Especially that was, it was a tie score at the time. We were only up 2 maybe. That was a big time shot.
What was the explanation when you throw that down? What's the goal? Shouldn't you have gotten the basket under
hit the backboard on the fly.
Yeah.
And then it hit the kid. Then it went out of bounds.
Okay, so.
But I don't know the rules, so you can check. But I think if the ball hits the backboard, the clock should start at that particular time.
Yeah.
So only 0.2 went off on the clock.
From when it touched it instead.
Yeah, instead of maybe when it hit the backboard. I don't know the rules on that. I got enough to worry about.
Chris, this isn't necessarily the type of game you won a lot of last year. I mean, we're guys, you had to make a lot of plays and keep making them over and over, and it seemed like everyone responded.
We're a different team, you know. You guys like to try to compare to, you know, I mean, just, we're a different team, but you know what, I've been at this long enough. We played really well in the second half, and we did some really good things in the first half. But, I always say it's who played better for 40 minutes usually wins the game, and you know, we did that 5 points of that, you know, better. And we got to get a lot better. They're going to get a lot better. They're going to win a lot of games. And for us to do it, we need to continue to improve, you know. And and I like where we're at, but it's not going to be good enough tomorrow. We got to get better tomorrow, and that's the only way we can do it right now.
First half, were you settling a little more for free than you would want it? I guess it's highlight because you don't make them, I guess, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, when you see those wide open shots and they don't go in, it almost looks like it's two of them that you missed. You know what I mean? I thought maybe on maybe a possession or two, we took a quick one. But, you know, I didn't think we forced any. You know what I mean? I don't think even the quick ones, it wasn't that they weren't open. So we got to take those. We have to take them. And our guys, you know that. And, you know, we just need to keep getting better. Actually, it's always better to win. You know, so you go into the next game coming off a win. Our guys put in a lot of time this week. You know what I mean? Since Monday night, they put in a lot of time. We don't have the 20-hour rule or the 4 hours a day rule or anything like that. They put in a lot of time. If it wasn't practice, it was skilled work. If it wasn't skilled work, it was watching film. If it wasn't watching film, it was getting extra stretching or lifting or whatever. We needed to kind of recommit to almost, like I said earlier in the week, a training camp mentality. And so it helps when you win the game that they have some, you know. And I told them afterwards, that doesn't guarantee you a win, but it does guarantee you that you're going to improve. And that's what we need to do. And if we continue to improve along that process, should come some success on the court.
Thank you.